With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm like really trying to work on my mask fashion.
Yeah.
Like I want like coordinating things. I'm so tired of like the neoprene black ones, you know, like the sort of
the sleek
like
ones.
Done with that. That's like they're like that. What do you call it? Like remember that tote bag when I first moved to Auckland? It was black with like the white black box, and it had like the white.
Oh yes, yeah.
It's like the that of the mask trend.
I've just been at the gym and all the trainers had the black sleek masks that go with their like black Nike socks. Everything.
What was the mask culture like at Les Mills?
All the trainers have it on and then you can't hear them and then they pull it to the side and give you instructions like that way.
They should close caption the classes.
They should. My blood is boiling right now. I'm coming in with a lot of anger.
Oh yeah, because that's right. What happened?
Here's what just happened.
Isn't it amazing that you were leaving? Okay. Just like kick it off.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm ready to go at what time for the podcast?
Like
maybe like 10:20.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I was just wrapping up at the gym. I was sweaty and I showered and dressed.
Yeah.
And we arrived at the same time.
Because here's what happened. I went to leave and then I was like, oh fuck, I don't have my car parking ticket, because you have to have your car parking ticket and then get it scanned at Les Mills and then take it back to the Britomart car park, aka hell. And today, for the first time ever, I couldn't find my parking ticket. And then I spoke to the Les Mills guy and he was like, oh, we can see that you scanned in at this time. Just tell them. And I've also got my COVID tracing app showing the time that I scanned in. And then I went in and this woman was like, you really got to find that ticket.
No.
And so then I went back in and kept searching, and then I was like, "Well, I'm in a hurry. I've got a podcast to do and a plane to catch." And then I went back, and I was like, "I just can't find it." And I showed her the COVID tracing. I was like, "Look, here's when I arrived. I've been here.
How'd you
just
gotten
over
otherwise?
An hour." I know exactly. And then she was like, "Oh no, it's a lost ticket." And I was like, "How much is that?" And in my mind, I was like, oh, "It's going to be $40. That's so annoying."
I was going to say $40.
It was $75 plus a transaction fee. And when she said it, I said to her face, what the fuck? Disgusting. And it's so bad because I know I'm and then I said, I'm sorry, I know this isn't your fault, but that's a fucked up rule.
Her? The lady working at the Britomart car park being like, oh, thank God level 3's over. Level 2, here we go.
Here we come.
10:30.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Me to her base. What?
I have a podcast and a flight.
I was like, yeah. That's what
I know that it's annoying, but also she would have hated you.
I know. But, I mean, it must happen. That must be
time.
At least twice a day, I reckon, if you're working
all
there.
All the time. I lost my parking ticket in the one in Grey's Ave, like the Civic car park.
Another one.
And it was like 1 a.m. because it was like after comedy festival stuff. And I remember being like, I want to cry. And the weirdest one with that is you're on the machine and you call.
Oh, I hate that.
The machine. And it connects to there. They're like, hey. And they're like, it's $40. It was $40.
Because that's Auckland Council. But this is some.
This is some. Fucked.
Brian Britomart
fuckhead who's like, I want as much cash as I can. And what's he doing with that?
Yeah.
Another lunch at Autolana.
That's him. Also, I've had 2.5 hours sleep. I was in Hamilton hours ago.
Hold on, let's get into that. But first, cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Okay, why were you in Hamilton?
Welcome to the Mail Gaze.
Welcome to Mail Gaze. Blah, 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 blah. Eli was in Hamilton this morning.
I picked up a little bit of extra work working for 7 Sharp, helping produce are different Lord Daniel segments. And last night, our segment was being like among the first to cross the border at midnight, which was crazy.
Hot on the scene. Like, it was, yes. You're making news.
It was actually like, I felt kind of casual when then we arrived at the perimeter and it felt tense and crazy.
A border? Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, and also because we thought maybe the police would like kind of chill out and let people through from like 10 p.m. because what, like, who cares?
Yes.
But they literally held everyone there and there was a huge queue and we kind of like talked to people. Some people were going down to the Remarkables to ski. Like, there were so many people waiting to get through.
Just fuck off.
It's crazy, eh?
Fuck off. Like,
they have to get through.
You don't need to leave at midnight.
Yeah.
To go fucking skiing. Oh, it makes me so mad.
But I feel like some people are probably seeing loved ones. You know, there might be some people who got stuck in Auckland who actually live in Waikato.
I get that.
But then
even then, I don't know, like, breathe. Like, it's like leaving on the minute.
Yeah.
Being the first through gonna change anything?
I don't know, but we did it for TV. And then we went to Hamilton and we did McDonald's and Wild Bean and then drove home.
Was it worth it?
I think it'll be funny. I hope it'll be funny. Who knows?
And so then you had 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
More importantly, you did all of lockdown. This whole podcast, we're just gonna pull you apart piece by piece and just work out where you are. And this whole lockdown, you've spent away from your boyfriend.
And I am, I've been beside myself.
And so you get to be reunited with him. And I'm gonna say this right now. I don't think you're in the right frame of mind.
I know what you mean. I know.
And I know that you have to go. And as a friend, I'm like, I know that you've got lunch with your dad, but I think you need a nap.
Yes.
And then I think you need a big lunch.
Yeah.
High carb.
Thank you, yeah.
And then you need to do all the necessary prep, but like, just make sure that you are awake and not, because you're going to get on that plane, baby, you're going to hear that engine and you're going to fall straight asleep.
I am. And then when I wake up,
you'll be groggy.
Yeah.
Have some gum.
I think no matter what state I'm in, I'm going to be so excited that it's going to cure my mood.
Yeah, true.
I'm so excited.
And then like, posting and post-sex just like immediately crash. And just be like, I don't want to talk.
And burn. He's got an early morning tomorrow as well. So
that's good.
All going to be fine.
Where is he? Like, not the physical address, but like, where in Wellington does he live?
In Newtown, your old hood.
Oh my God, I love Newtown. Home of the famous ramen shop.
Yes. I'm going to go there. I'm going to get a selfie. To be like, you guys remember this from COVID?
I've been there once or twice before. It's good.
That's cool. Yeah, it was in the news and they put a photo of what it looked like, I was like, this is cool. We're going
to
go.
I reckon maybe like I would do that for publicity.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah. And also, we had a patient here at our cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. And they put it out at 1 p.m. as well. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Every time we go, because whenever we walk down to the bus stop, we always go past your old flat. And then I say, that's Chris's old flat. And Sam's like, yeah, I know. You've seen it.
Now he resents me for living there.
Yeah, he does.
It's on top of Stacks Furniture.
Yeah, it's the one.
Oh, so he's in Newtown, no way. No less, no more. Newtown has shifted and evolved and changed over the years that I used to live there. Wellington, for me, will always be the place where I was dealing the most with my sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, was the most conflict. Like, it's those, because for me, like, adolescence was tricky and confusing, but I was like, it's confusing for everyone, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
But then, like, to be, like, 19, 20, 21, and being like, it's, like, on the edge of my tongue, you know, like, I'm ready to say it.
Also, you're at drama school, and you're adjacent to people who are, like, comfortably
gay.
Out.
Yeah. And also, critically, the New Zealand School of Dance.
Horny.
Which was so horny. And, like, wasted years in hindsight.
Yeah,
just like,
of course.
Wasted years. But also, take your time. But also, there were many gay dancers.
Yeah.
But also, even when I initially did come out, like when I had just come out and I was on Grindr, I had no luck. You know, like, so I don't think I would have had any game. But so, like, wasted years, but maybe not.
The start of this podcast has been perfect.
It's flawless. It's a constant. Just straight into, it's like it's 2016. We're beginning this for the first time.
We haven't even really acknowledged that we're seeing each other for the first time in 3 weeks.
I will say that this lockdown felt like 2 years and a week.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I went to the gym this morning. I was like, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Also, here's how I'm feeling as well. I'm like, it's happening again.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Christmas.
Coming out today, I'm like, oh yeah, We'll be back.
We'll be back. I know. Oh, God. It's, yeah, and I'm like, not that as to complain of anything, but like I was doing my like funny videos and all that kind of stuff, and like I would always set the target of like be creative, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and have Saturday, Sunday off. And nice. I need a break now.
Yeah,
like, I'm
glad.
I'm like, if we go back in, I am not setting that precedent.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just not funny anymore. Like, it's just not. And everyone was like, my comments got like more and more like, these are getting sadder.
Yeah. So like, yeah. People were like, this is dark, bro.
But I'm like, yeah. I'm not at fucking Disneyland. I've been locked in my house for 3 weeks. I lost all my fucking work. Of course they're a little bit sad, Margaret. We did that. We also posed for a Chloe photo. Like, you know, she's
gorgeous.
Such a good photo.
Yeah.
And the like our whole flat's been screaming because like, we're all tagged in the photo.
Yeah.
And like the internet is just fucked. Like the internet is like the most toxic place ever. And I think Facebook is arguably the worst
of the worst. Yeah.
And it's just a I don't think there's a more wholesome photo.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a whole bunch of like 20 somethings, 30 somethings, like standing on outside on our front doorstep, being like, we live together, like we support Chloe. And the comments as like, this one woman is like, social distancing, question mark, question mark, question mark.
That's your bubble.
And we're like, everyone's like, yeah, they all live together. And like Chloe just like released like the officially, because you know, politician move, like just the thing from the website being like, you can live together with your bubble, this is your thing. I'm like, how has this not,
why do people need to be
reminded after all
that?
The Seven Sharp news things, Susie, yeah. Watt, like cartoons, movies, radio announcements that explain what a fucking bubble is. How do you still not fucking get it? And so everyone was like joking at her, and then she's like, well, still not a good look. And it's like, girl, please.
Fuck off.
And then someone was like, yeah, it's not a good look that six people have to live together to afford to live in a house in Auckland.
Yeah.
Six adult professionals.
My favorite part of that photo is that it's like you, your boyfriend, Brilliant, your boyfriend, and then like to me, like Alice and Liv look like another couple.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd
that'd be
ship
sick.
That.
Yeah. Imagine if Alice is your
sister-in-law. I'd love
your
that.
Sissy-in-law.
Because for those who don't understand, I live with my younger sister, which has just been so good for my sex life in lockdown. Cannot recommend it enough.
You were messaging me about that yesterday. God, there's so much in our energy today.
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of dangerous.
I'm going to go to Harlan Pepper after this. That's where I'm taking my dad.
Fucking, that is such a crazy call. But I love that.
Have you eaten there, though?
I have not, but I've heard nothing but the best things.
It's really good. And here's what's crazy about it. I've been once, and I've made this up in my mind, so I don't know if this is true. But I'm like, I was there. I was like, is this a cruising spot? I swear, like, there were two gay men next to me who were both gossiping about, like, everyone they'd fucked. And then, like, four different, like, giant steroid men with tiny dogs came in and ordered, and then I feel like all the stuff were gay. I was like,
today
this
will
is
be
a
critical.
Gay cruising spot, and so I'm gonna take my dad.
Set him up. Yeah. I love that. I think I feel like it was not because of just its name, and it's truly why I have not gone there, because I don't like the name.
I don't like the name either.
Harlan Pepper. But however, I will go there on your recommendation. And shout out to Harlan Pepper. And also just like all the restaurants and cafes and places in the sort of Kingsland Eden Terrace area.
Go out there, buy local.
A premium suburb.
Yeah. What was the best thing you cooked during level 3?
Like, again, it just didn't. I wasn't hitting as hard as what I was first lockdown, where I was like, I'm going to make a 4-hour dish. You know, I was more like, I'm just going to make dinner.
Yeah.
So I cook a lot anyway. But that being said, we did keep up our dinner parties, which we do on Saturday night, which is like everyone has to go, because Adam, Brindley's boyfriend, doesn't really, who lives with us, he doesn't, whoever's listening to, like, I feel so sorry for whoever's listening to this podcast, like trying to juggle the names and like, they're like,
they've got the photo there for reference. They're never get to see the names come up.
They couldn't eat all the lines and like pins and be like, Adam is married to Brindley. Married? Together. Anyway,
we're all married. Now that we've had lockdown, you're married to your bubble.
Yeah, you're married to your bubble. And so he doesn't really, like, he socializes with us, but he's got his own vibe.
Yeah.
He loves his own space and he does like his gaming downstairs, but he comes up for dinner on Saturday and that's part of the event. And it's like,
everyone's like, Adam's coming.
It is. Wipe down the tables. Yeah. And then it's like, so you all have to kind of dress up nice. And then usually Brinley and a few others will have planned dinner.
Yeah.
And then Alice, Canton, well, full name drop, first and last name, White Mess, is her business, will do the cocktails and get everyone drunk.
Yeah, that's sick.
And like, I would say peer pressures you to have another.
You know what was so funny about this lockdown for me was, okay, so...
You were with like a different lockdown energy.
I probably experienced more of the lockdown that I ever experienced the first time this time, because last one was with my boyfriend's family, who like literally his mom cooked dinner 6 days of the week. Like we were bloody well taken care of.
You're bloody lucky boys.
Bloody lucky boys. And then, but what made me laugh was that this, like, so every Friday in the first lockdown, our very cool improv group would have Zoom drinks. And then this lockdown, the first two Fridays we did that. And then the last Friday, no one even mentioned it.
Like, you guys kind of had drinks, eh?
Yeah, I mean, we got drunk. I don't know. Like, we didn't plan it.
Did you get drunk?
Yeah.
I don't think I just think of the kind of drunk that I get in my flat over dinner and stuff. And it's not like, hey, or like singing or like,
hey, or, it's not like the dinner from Beetlejuice.
No. It's more like, I feel sick, like at like 11 and then kind of call it a night.
Yeah.
But we have like sickly sweet cocktails, which I think is our problem. In my gay opinion, cocktails aren't great.
Yeah, we would have lots of bubbles because Laura loves bubbles, which for me is like, after the third glass, I am going to feel ill.
But you do get a good buzz off bubbles.
You do.
Like two glasses of bubbles equals one bump of Coke.
In my gay opinion, two glasses of bubbles.
So we just like make the mathematic equation of that. And
I bought these lovely drinks from Finery vodka sodas. They're like LaCroix, basically, is the vibe. One of them is vanilla and elderflower.
Oh, sorry, it took me so long to not just think cups. Like, you bought like
I bought little sleek little cans.
Your cans, right?
But they are, what's weird is that they're like, it's like Finery Cocktails is the company. So like, oh, I'm ordering a cocktail, but they literally are all vodka sodas.
I wonder if this was, I got like an ad audition for a company that was like vodka cocktail things.
Yeah.
And they wanted like, that was the casting brief that asked for a metrosexual type.
Really?
Yes. And I laughed and didn't audition.
Thinking about the typeface and the colours, that makes sense.
They're like, it's a bit sort of camp and fun. And they're like, we're looking for a sort of eccentric camp metrosexual type. And I was like, Just say gay. Hey. Just say gay. Just say,
we're looking for a faggot.
This is a fagua.
We want a faggot to fob off these
sparkling vodka sodas in a can. It's crazy, like, RTD culture is, like, quite big now, eh?
It is.
I would love to be 16 now. Like, imagine being 16.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, imagine just being like, hey, and arriving with, like, your box of pals. Is that alcoholic?
Yeah.
And just being like, you'd feel so much better.
Well, I feel like you wouldn't get a hangover, because hangovers as a teen are mostly sugar crashes.
Absolutely.
Like 80% sugar.
You've had
crash
15 bottles of lemonade.
Yeah.
With a little bit of vodka in it.
Thick syrupy mess.
What was your like go-to RTD?
Our KGB, and we used to shotgun them.
Oh god, don't you actually just kind of want one?
Oh yeah,
I'm like a full alcoholic post lockdown. I'm like, there's a part of me that's like would just die for a Smirnoff Black right now.
Wow.
What's the time?
Yuck. It is 10:59.
Just 10:59. Over ice.
Yeah. I should have still been able to park for free if I was still in that car park.
Oh, but you'd pay $75.
Yes. I'm going to send an email and I'm going to get it back. I'm going to be like, it was the first day of level 2 and I'm just looking for a bit of compassion.
They're like, yeah, also here's the footage of you saying fuck off. To our...
I didn't say fuck off. I said what the fuck.
True.
Which is not as offensive. It's not as confronting.
I don't think I've ever sworn to a working person. Ever.
I think this might have been the first time.
Yeah, it's good to... I mean, you're horny. Like,
yeah.
You're sexually frustrated. It's going to happen.
I'm tired. I'm horny.
I'm horny.
I should have said that. I'm tired. I'm horny. Let me out.
Give me a break. I'm tired. I'm horny. I've got a podcast to record. So you're going to Wellywood. Why wouldn't you? And they need to change the name to Welly. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Put it on the positively hill.
Welly. Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely positively. Welly. Why wouldn't you? It's like a syncopation thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing from my singing days when you used to say words Mississippi Waterdam to learn how to like beat out syncopation.
Wow.
Anyway, how long are you down for?
Well, 2.5 weeks unless something comes up and then I'll come up earlier. To be honest, I'm like, I just wanted...
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I just wanted to start down there, hang out with my boyfriend, maybe... I've got a couple of things that I want to do, like writing work personal that I'm going to do, personal goals.
Yeah, right.
Also just like...
Will you work on Seven Sharp while you're there?
No, but then I'm going to come back up to do some more Seven Sharp.
Amazing to like get a job in lockdown.
Crazy and full nepotism.
Yeah, but take it.
Yeah, yeah. Full convenience. Full convenience of the fact that I live in the bubble with...
It's heaven. Yeah, it's perfect. So, okay, 2.5 weeks and it's just sort of leisurely.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sam has uni like 3 to 4 days a week. Mm. And then we'll have these 3-day weekends.
I'm doing nothing for 3 weeks.
Things will come up.
Things will pop up inevitably, but yeah. And then I've got like, then I get into some fun work for like a month or whatever. And then I turn 30.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to plan it. I think I'm going to do something.
Going?
Well, I'm like toing and froing between an idea. Like, you want to give people warning.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, literally had to put a list together in my mind of the 10 people that I'd have dinner with. You were on the list.
Thank God. Oh, good.
But.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt bad.
Yeah, of course.
And then I was like, I can't do this. Because I was like, it was about like piecing together, like, you can have them and them.
Yeah.
And that person, that's a kind of group, and then that's, and like, basically it's kind of three groups of three.
Yeah, fuck.
And then I was like, fuck, like, it can't be my bubble, it can't be partners, and I was like, this is devastating. So I think I might hold off on that idea.
Yeah.
But wanted you to know.
Thank you. I'm actually so stoked.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked.
But, so what I want to do is plan like a big... I may as well just like tell the details here. Who cares? They're not invited.
And this is an invite to all of our listeners.
No, but I want to have a like a high school formal.
Yeah,
is the theme.
Wow.
And so I want to. And now I'm like this sort of. It feels like a desire to want to have a night out with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it next week. I'm just going to break the rules. No, I'm going to wait. I thought like October.
Yeah, great.
And then like with the invite, have like a big clause up top being like, this might not happen, you
yes,
know?
Yeah,
and then people at least know, but like...
I mean, people are going to be aware.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like a save the date, but also don't be disappointed if you get excited and then it doesn't happen.
Because of COVID or because of you losing confidence? Oh,
right, losing, being like, no one's going to turn up. It's cancelled.
I mean, how fun would it be if everyone turns up in their like high school formal outfits and then... people go to town and then you're like,
this is what I want to happen. Yeah. So I'm like, basically I thought the dress code could be like, it's hard dress codes because specifically this one, I don't want anyone to like burn cash on the idea unless they want to. So it's like, you could recreate your formal look. You could improve your formal look.
Yeah.
Or it could be like, if you're going to a formal in 2020. So you kind of got three options. And one is like, hey, this is sort of like, the nicest things I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like totally valid in the space.
Totally.
And then I thought like, I need like a hall or something to do it in. But it needs to have a working bar.
Yeah.
But then enough room to dance. And then I thought I'll have like select friends. If I was to say to you, I'll give you a half hour DJ set. Would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
You're booked.
I would live for that.
So then have like, you know, 10 friends who do like a half hour.
If you had people who graduated high school at different years as well, they could all play. This is Eli with the 2006.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be like your high school bangers.
Yeah, great, 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 yeah. Great. I'm remembering what I wore to my high school formal the second time, which was when I was in Midsummer Night's Dream at the Refugee Theatre, and we turned up, me and Emma Cousden. My friend, shout out. My friend.
Alice Canton and Emma Cousden. Write those names down.
Keep those names at the tip of your tongue. So in all my wardrobes, I have like long, disgusting, messy hair, and I have green eyeshadow at the bottom of my eyes and just glitter. It's so gross because I tried to take my makeup off and I couldn't get it all
off. But was that a little part of you like, oh, a bit of my makeup has stayed on.
Yeah, I guess exactly.
I'm
going to wear...
It's like, I'm a working actor. I guess I'll just have a bit of makeup at my formal.
Yeah. And also just swanning around the formal being like, sorry, we were late. We were in a play.
Yeah, very much that. There's very much a vibe of like, just done a play at your amateur theatre company, still have the eyeliner on the next day, being like, oh, I can't get this eyeliner off. You know, and like, loving that moment.
God, the way I used to do eyeliner where I would not, I still don't know if I ever learned how to do it, to like draw on the little white line.
Yeah, but then some people like, don't do that because you get infections. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Bring back eyeliner. Yeah. Sorry, guy liner. Don't you hate the term guy liner?
What would you, if I just started wearing guy liner?
Greg drag king
I
name.
Turn up to your
Greg drag king name.
Guy liner. That's really good. That's really good.
Drag king name. It's like announcement. It's also drag name. But that's not so much our catchphrases as any gay, cis gay man's catchphrases. Here's a drag name.
Here's a drag name. Yeah.
What would my what?
I can't remember. Oh, what would you do if I just started? I did start turning up to events with a little bit of eyeliner on.
Oh, encouraging it. That's why I'm telling you right now to wear it. I want you to bring it back. I think you honestly have the... how do I put this? Vibe? I was going to say temperament for eyeliner.
Vibe is...
I just think you're...
Look at my mullet is starting. We're still at the seeds. We're still at the seeds. You're like, no,
I can't
say
it. It's not.
Okay, cool.
But it's going to happen.
Can't you see the shape? It's short at the sides. Oh. It's long.
Oh, honey. Oh, no,
yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
I just saw it now with the headphones. It looks
There's
good.
An NRL player that we're basing off. Nathan Cleary.
Oh.
So if you want to Google, I don't know who that is, but I looked at photos.
Are you going for like...
I'll show you what he looks like. I'll Google it. No, you put your phone down. I'm looking
Thank
this up.
Thank you, honestly, because I'm just like... I was like, do I have to? Is it like a faux hawk or... mullet.
It's a mullet, but it is from the same kind of era, I think, as that faux hawk was. So I'm showing you the image of what his one kind of looks like.
This is a faux hawk.
It's a faux hawk mullet.
I think this. Look at his chin.
I know, and I'm getting that done as well.
I'm gonna look like him. I love that he's the most. I mean, he's just like a hot guy who shaved the side of his head and a bit longer at the back. Yeah. I think you could have
longer.
More mullet
than
this. But, and I think it could not be as short on the side. This is very much a man that calls me faggot.
Yeah, and that's what I want to be.
Faggot. Jacked. And was it fun? You had a personal training session today. Was it fun seeing your trainer again?
Yeah. Yes. But just like everyone has the energy of like, it's like, how have you been? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard.
It was sort of moody. I was moody and emotional.
Yeah.
Did you cook anything amazing?
I did cook this one eggplant casserole that I just kind of, like, I had a recipe I was going off, but we didn't have all the ingredients, so I just chucked some different things in and chucked the spices that I wanted to, and then it turned out pretty yum. And then, like, no, it was yum that night, and then the next day I, like, put it on toast, and it was delish.
I wonder what, like, the big think piece of, like, 2020 will be around, like, how this has affected. You know, it's like, millennials are more likely to do this now. You know, like, those kind of articles. Like, once we've had, like, a bit of space from it. Because I really feel like this is the year of transformation. I feel like this is the year that most people have tried, or will have either, like, you know, unfortunately lost a job, but then has meant that they've looked for something else that's, you know, like, something that they wanted, or, unfortunately, like, as we're seeing, like, kids like having to work at the moment and like drop out of high school, like I just
support their family.
But it's like what that might like it could accelerate something or it could be harder on something. You know, it's really interesting to know like what it's going to do socially to us.
It's so hard to know until we've had some distance, and it's not, and it's
and we're just so in it. At the moment.
We're really in the middle of it.
Yeah,
we're really in the middle of it.
It's stressful.
It did help. Here's one thing I did this lockdown, maybe 4 or 5 days ago. wrote a journal entry, which I've never done before.
Wow.
And then I wrote a
journal. Can I ask you, I know it's personal, how did you kick it off? Hello, Kitty. That's Anne Frank's. That's what she is.
Oh, yeah. I did write a... I feel like the first paragraph was very much written in a way of like, if someone finds my journal, like this will be the way it kicks in. Which was talking about how many different journals I have, but none of them are for... And all of them are
okay,
a mess.
Funny.
And then I was like, this is going to be for this. And then I talked about...
Handwritten.
And then I talked about where I'm at, like... career-wise, work-wise, how I'm feeling, and then I talked about my relationship, and then we're just talking about like being desperate to get to Wellington, and then I was like, I'm gonna try and do this once, like, and then I set myself a goal, and then in a separate book where I'm trying to write projects, I then wrote out like very clear goals, which is something I haven't done in a while as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got your shit together.
Yeah. Well, I think I was feeling kind of messy and lost, like, just pre this lockdown.
Mm.
And so then this lockdown, as just depressing and hard as it felt, I still was like, this is a time to reset. And
What I feel like it does in some ways, because you really have to sit with yourself and evaluate, like, okay, it's almost like everyone's, like, racing, and then everyone has to stop, and you just have to feel like, okay, now actually, am I wanting to run the same race as everyone, or am I wanting to go in a different direction? And then, like, it's really fun... or helpful to have those like breaks to kind of recalibrate. I had nothing on for a whole lockdown. I didn't do a single piece of work.
Sick.
Like, I did my own stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no jobs.
Fuck.
Nothing. It was the last time it was like all this like response work came through of like we wanting to make work that speaks to this time, and we want to be here for the industry. And this time it was like, sorry, we have our own shit to deal with. We can't be here for your industry. Like, so it was kind of like sort of jarring in a weird way, but wow. I was like, oh, well. And then I got like another 3 more weeks out of it before I even did any work.
Oh my gosh. That's what fine. I had after, because the first lockdown I worked all the way through, and then like as soon as it was like level 1 again, I was like, wham, and no job, and I'm...
No prospects.
No prospects.
Yeah. As I sort of said... I've been sort of chatting about in our flat, like, this is more, like, relatable, I guess, if you're a freelancer. You just have to feel like something's biting.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to have a fish on the line to feel hopeful. But as long as there's, like, you feel like, oh, something's nibbling away, like, that's sort of all the hope I need.
I think that's why I, like, try to write these goals out.
That's
like,
cool.
If I have these written down and I know that these are the 3 things that I want to achieve in the next few months.
And we got a few nibbles, honey. Yeah. We got a few nibbles on the way.
Nibbles.
And it's, like, also, like, I guess the value of, like, having good friendships or whatever is, like, to lean and talk to those people and, like, allow them to, like, hold you to account or push you further.
Yeah.
Because I could see as well that you're a little bit lost in that time, but then I was like, we can like figure out a pathway out of this and like hold each other, pull each other up. Was I sort of talking about, this is what we said actually on our, it was kind of like why, for this Chloe photo, they were like, why are you getting behind Chloe? And it's like really funny to get those questions because it's so easy to like jump on the bandwagon and then for a moment to be like, but why? It was really helpful.
Yeah.
But then I was talking to Michael about it and he wrote it quite cleverly, I thought. We sort of phrased it together, so I guess it's a collaboration. Okay, where was it?
It's like your wedding vows.
You've
already scratched off your nail polish, which I know that you put on like a day ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in just a second. Okay, so we said the pandemic has highlighted just how interconnected our communities are. Being a flat of actors, writers, designers has meant these lockdowns have hit our communities we are part of hard, but by caring for others, we are cared too. I think there's something in that, like, of the kind of collective versus the individualistic kind of, like, approach to recovery.
Yeah.
And it's so easier to, like, just focus on what you need versus, like, how can we collectively get ourselves back? And then you're only so much better for that in the long run. But also, like, what am I doing, you know, to, like, fix that.
No, that's so nice, though.
Nail polish, painted it immediately, peeled it off within the hour.
Wow.
But it was, like, $1, the nail polish. Like, it was really cheap, and it just didn't dry. And I freak out if my nail's polished. Do you freak out?
I flip out.
I feel claustrophobic.
So anxious about
it. Yes.
It's crazy.
Isn't that weird? I'm like, I really want it. And then as soon as I have it on, I'm like, I can't touch anything.
It's like an item of clothing has stuck to your body and you can't get rid of it. Yes. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And when I see...
Like jumping into a pool with a t-shirt on.
Yeah. And when I see people I know that just wear it all the time, have just done it and then they'll leave it on for like 2 weeks and I'm like, oh, wow.
Brave.
Wow.
But it's just, yeah, I feel like I'm claustrophobic or something. It's really weird.
It's like, I think it's like getting a tattoo for the first, like the, you know, the first couple of weeks you have a tattoo and just like every time you see it, you're like, I can't believe it.
I've got two now.
Yeah, no. Do you love your? Do you love them? Together?
Yeah, I do. I want another now. Like once you pop, yeah, it's hard to stop.
Would you get it similar area or different area?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I kind of love that I've got this like ankle tapestry happening.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could kind of connect these together and have little straps or something, or have another animal like on my other foot. Must be it'd be crazy to have four swans on my legs, but like. Whatever.
You know, Force One, Chris.
We watched a gay film last night. The Xavier Dolan. Do you remember him, that vibe? He's like French Canadian.
I know him. I Killed My Mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Mummy.
Heartbeats.
Yeah.
So we watched his latest one called like Matt and Maxine.
Oh, yes, Maximus, yes, something? Yes.
Maximus. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, his movies are either like moody gay or mummy issues, and this was both.
Yeah.
And it was, in terms of our rating of sad or horny, it was sad and horny.
Wow.
But mainly horny.
Really? More horny than
sad? More horny than sad.
Yeah.
And he has tattoos, which is interesting.
Xavier Dolan.
Yeah, and I was like, he never used to have the tattoos. And I was like, oh, he's all sort of... He's like
29.
He doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
And I remember when I meet a successful a successful homosexual like that, and I feel weird about it, and I need to get over that.
Yeah,
but it's like that that really hot gay dancer doctor who I'm not going to name.
Yeah,
and when I they absolutely heard me now.
Yeah,
that,
out of that,
and I was like, "You're not real. Like,
that's not possible."
He's like, "I'm a doctor as well." I was like. No.
Yeah.
No. And Xavier's like that. I'm like, you can't be that good at films and that good looking.
We had a big bomb and I found it kind of... Because his first English language film was... I haven't seen it, but...
I think this film is better for it.
Wow. Okay, you know, cool.
Of course some of your work can be bad.
I loved Mommy. That was so good.
But it's so weird. As soon as someone has like a bomb, then it's like... The thing is like, oh, they bombed. They can't recover from that.
Yes. Also, there's a weird thing where someone gets that kind of status that he has where he's then allowed to make choices, which if anyone else made would be so nap. Like, his music choices are often, like, so on the nose.
Work Bitch is in this movie.
Oh, this is the thing I was going to bring up about the song Work Bitch.
Okay. What? Crazy.
I was thinking about this morning. I was like, I should talk about this on the pod. My flatmate's cat, Martin.
Oh, your flatmate, sorry, yeah. I thought you said my flatmate's gay, Martin.
Yeah, we have another guy, he lives in the garage. No, beautiful cat. He keeps coming into my room and then he climbs on top of my speaker. And on my speaker there are 6 preset playlists. There's a button for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they've each got a different playlist attached, so you can just like press one of those buttons and the playlist will start.
What?
Does that make sense?
No.
So I've got a...
I don't know. Wait.
I've got a speaker. Connects to the Wi-Fi, so my Spotify account is on it.
You own a speaker? Oh, my God. Like a big speaker or like a Yui Boom?
It's like a big speaker. It's like a home speaker. It's quite loud.
Okay, you have a big speaker. Yeah.
In my room.
And then there's 6 buttons.
There's 6 buttons on it to pick pre-selected playlists.
Which are connected to your Spotify.
And then... All the time, Martin loves climbing up there, and there's like, I've got 2 plants beside it, so he plays with those. And he always, accidentally, or maybe on purpose, presses one of these buttons. And there's 6 to choose from. They're all equally sized buttons, but every time he picks my running playlist, which is called Run Faggot Run. And it starts with Work Bitch is the first song.
Wow.
So randomly, at all times during the day, you'll just suddenly hear very loudly Work Bitch playing from my room. And then today, as I was driving into the gym, I had my Spotify playing in my car, and then it kept turning off because he was trying to put Work Bitch on at home. And then I kept having to change, like,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's so crazy. I think the craziest thing of that is you own a speaker.
Yeah. Well, I like music.
Yeah, you're a huge music head.
Yeah.
Maybe I should own a speaker.
Yeah, and these ones are sick because these Bose ones that connect to the Wi-Fi, so you can have multiples in different areas of the house, and then you can have your music.
They've all got six buttons.
They've all got six buttons.
Can you connect to them? Can they do other things that aren't playlists?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would set that up.
You just control it by my phone.
But so you like link playlist to button one.
Yeah, in the same way you control like Alexa or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we do control her.
Yeah.
I'm happy to give a bit of money to Jeff Bezos because I'm worrying about him. Didn't he just reach two?
Yeah,
billion?
Only 200 billion. So he needs
200 billion.
Isn't that fucking?
That makes me feel sick. Well, he's not the queen of the week. The queen of the week is... We didn't even do a fact of the gay.
I know. And I was driving here and I was like, nah, I can't be bothered.
I can't be bothered too.
I can't be bothered.
No, the fact of the gay is...
We don't need facts anymore. Like, we need a bit of a break from the real world. And that's what this podcast has been.
Totally. I wonder if... Because you know how we've been like really pushing the break, how we broke the chain of transmission because of the lockdown. And then I was like, I wonder how that's going to go, you know, like out of, you know, there's a lot of messaging being like, now's a great time to get tested for HIV because we're trying to, because we've broken the chain. And then I was like, I wonder if that chain's going to link up again now that we are out of lockdown.
Yeah.
And then we went back in again. I was like, maybe we broke that chain again.
Maybe we broke it once again. I don't know.
To find out. So that's kind of a partial fact.
That's exciting.
Queen of the week is Mud and the Cat. We can do better than
work, bitch. I love, I feel like we've made Dua Lipa already, but I love her remix album. Have you listened to it? Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Julie. I love Julie. You know our friend Julie?
I love Julie.
I haven't talked to her in a while, but she's the queen of the
world. Dua Lipa. I know I haven't. She made a new album.
Well, it's a remix. It's a remix album of Future Nostalgia called Club Future Nostalgia.
Oh.
And it's done like, you know when you used to listen to the radio, if you listened after like 10 p.m., they'd just be like a DJ, like making a club mix, so all the songs blended. It's like that.
Fun.
And then all the way through, there's all these stings where she's like, hi, I'm Dua Lipa, and you're listening to Club Future Nostalgia. And then there's some like weird noises.
That's cool. Good on
it. It's real fun.
I really feel like this lockdown also highlights, this whole situation highlights like the real musicians in the pack. Ooh. You know, all the ones that need to rely on big like production companies to make albums. Whereas Troy Sivan like just dropped an amazing EP.
He's just at home in Melbourne. I was reading a big interview with him.
Really?
Yeah, he's just at home in Melbourne. Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
I love Easy. Stud. Stud's great. Easy's great.
And Lontalius, new song.
Yes.
So beautiful, so sad.
Oh, well, yeah, multiple queens of the week.
Let's go.
Our queen of the week is everyone who made music.
Everyone. So if you made music this lockdown, you're our queen
Congrats,
of the week.
Congrats, queen.
And I'm going to write a song right now so that I can be a queen of my own podcast.
Actually, I'm sorry.
Can't take it back.
You had to write music before the podcast.
Okay, well, that's us.
That's it.
We're going to get this horny boy on a plane.
Yeah. Guys, I'm having sex this afternoon.
I've had with these horny gays on this horny plane. I've never seen that movie.
No, neither. No one has.
But
no one's
loved
seen that movie.
The quote.
Yeah, and everyone's seen the cover and the trailer.
I felt like Snakes on a Plane was like huge, like for jokes.
Yeah, it was. It's just a dude movie, isn't it? It's for dudes.
Dude, where's your movie?
Rufus.
Okay. It's Rufus trying to get in.
Yeah,
okay, we're literally getting scattered now. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye. We absolutely love you.
I reckon we'll do another podcast in 2 weeks because Eli's going to Wellington.
I'm going to Wellington. We can do one, you know, we can do it from distance if you want.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Actually, I'm going to,
okay. Wow, well, I'm ready. I'm happy to do it because I'm here.
Yeah.
So, let's place a bet.
Okay.
If it, not money though, if it doesn't happen...
Mm-hmm. I'll buy you a meal at Harlan Pepper.
I'm not refusing to go. I want to go there. Okay, and if not, I'll buy you a meal at Harlan Pepper.
Yeah, great.
Either
great.
Way, Harlan Pepper, our queen of the week wins.
Bye.
Bye for now.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.